broadcast this, babe.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of... Oh, you know, that joke never fails to stay funny. This is Gordon from Blog This Pal, and I'd like to issue this question to a good friend of mine. Mike, tell me, do you think death is the end, or does it lead to some transcendental state? What do you like to do in your spare time, and what do you plan to be doing when the apocalypse comes?
Death's pretty final. I'm collected vinyl. I'm gonna DJ at the end of the world.
As Gomer Pyle would say, surprise, surprise, surprise. This month's record you should own is R.E.M.'s newest, Accelerate. And I can actually claim some hipster cred because I was first listening to R.E.M. in high school. Yes, I know that dates me, which means that several of the ladies who listen... Well, actually, no women listen to this podcast, so who am I kidding? But once I got my hands on Accelerate, I could not stop listening to it. A lot of the reviews have likened this as a comeback from 1991's Monster, which I personally didn't think was that great an album. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I think Accelerate is actually some of the best work they've done since their initial start. R.E.M., I think, is really bucking against the prevailing trend. When CDs came out, a lot of bands decided, hey, 80 minutes, so we'll cram all sorts of crap into a single disc, and people are going to have to buy it. This is the shortest disc, I think, that I've listened to this year. Most of the songs are under 3 minutes. There's maybe one or two that are over four. And they're hooky, they're catchy, and they just sound... R.E.M. sounds a lot more aggressive than I think they ever have in the past. Let me play you a little snippet of their latest single, Supernatural Super Serious.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget.
I am just loving this album to death, so much so that I'd love to be able to just put all the songs in one big MP3 and upload it as the podcast, but that doesn't do R.E.M. any good because, quite frankly, they could use the royalties, and they deserve the royalties. They went on some creative tangents for a while, kind of did the whole, tried to do the Radiohead, kind of extended, chilly, frosty song thing. And it didn't quite work for them. And this is a real, it's not just a return to form. The songs really are that sharp. And I think it's one of those real breaths of fresh air. The other album that I've been listening to has been Bob Mould's District Line, and I don't know if I'll do a formal podcast on that, or if I'll just do a blog post. But what's really starting to warm my heart is that in an age where we're getting all sorts of prefabricated crap, artists like R.E.M. and Bob Mould are really starting to, they're not resting on their laurels. When you consider that these are bands that have been they're 20 years old. Think about back to the 80s, the bands that were 20 years old back then. The Stones and the Kinks, somewhat. They broke up in the early 90s, but mainly the Stones. Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood. You get the real sense that they didn't quite care about the music, that basically they're just putting out an album because they had to, because of contractual obligations. And now that we're living in a time when digital distribution is becoming the main piece of distribution, it's refreshing to see bands, especially R.E.M., because they initially released this on iLike through Facebook. Feel free to comment or email me, because I think I'm getting this wrong. I am just really, really heartened at the fact that one of my favorite bands actually sounds as cool now as they did back in the day. And so I can wholeheartedly recommend R.E.M.'s Accelerate as the record you should own. And this is going to be a very, very short podcast, but I've got some upcoming, some kind of news and some little tidbits and a blog that I really want you to visit. First, I want you to, if you like music and you like really good kind of stuff that you can't find, go to homercat.blogspot.com. It's a guy out in Canada, and he does a lot of more like classic rock, obscure, you know, that kind of genre. But he'll post one or two MP3s from an album for you to download, and then he pulls them after a week. And he did a very recent post in which he talks about how several major record labels have basically kind of harped on him because he's posting MP3s from out-of-print records. And he's got a statistic that I'm reading The Pirate's Dilemma, and it talks about how one-fifth of all recorded music in terms of popular music is released. Four-fifths of it is usually cut out and not available. And I want you to go visit Homer Cat's web blog. I mean, Lefty Brown talks about me being one of his musical gurus. Homer Cat's one of mine. You may not like everything Homer Cat likes, but that's the cool thing about it. You don't have to. It allows you to develop that real strong sense of wanting to explore me. So go visit his site. That's homercat.blogspot.com. Also, probably by September or October, I'll be changing podcast hosts. I probably won't be using Podomatic anymore. Its service is just not doing it for me. I'll announce it formally on the blog. I also apologize for the rather off-the-cuff nature of the podcast. Normally, I do a script before I go in. I thought this time I'd just let my enthusiasm carry me through. So there are a lot more ums and ahs and breathing and pauses. So be sure to join us next month when I'll be featuring an album by a band that was featured in two movies in 2007's Cannes Film Festival. I'll be blogging about those sometime this week as kind of a teaser for next month. Until then, thanks for listening, and talk to you later. The light you cannot resist. You cannot resist. You cannot resist. Yeah.
This call will be forwarded over private facilities. If you normally receive a charge for this call, a charge will still apply from the beginning of this announcement, although you may reach a busy or a no-answer condition.